Families who must live with ODD face a sensitive and often difficult path. Because of that, we are not using actual names here. Mrs. Smith lives in Sumner County. Several years ago, she married into a family which included a child who showed signs of having the disorder.
I thought, I don't know if we can do this because he was out of control. I don't know any other term to say it, but that he would have tantrums if he didn't get his way. You know, he was just not a very likable child at the time.
Many children who are tired, upset, or hungry certainly can disobey or argue with parents. But in children and teens with ODD, symptoms occur more frequently and can interfere with their relationships and with their ability to adjust to different environments.
I'll never forget the first time I ever went to a department store with him. He wanted something. He had a meltdown that was just terrible. And I thought, oh, if I get you out of the store, you know, I'm thinking, oh, you will never come back to this store.
Mrs. Smith and her husband noticed other issues with their child, so they took him to a center in Wichita that works with children with special needs.
He might know his ABCs today, but then tomorrow he might forget. So we knew that there were some problems there. So we took him to Heart Spring in the summer between second grade and third grade year, and we had him tested. And he went to several sessions, several testings, and the diagnosis was ADHD with ODD.
I think the most important thing about oppositional defiant disorder is to also look and make sure that there's not any other mental health problems going on.
Psychiatrist Heidi Ogden.
Oppositional defiant disorder in itself is a child who defies authority figures, argumentative, doesn't follow the rules very well. But there's a lot of things that can cause those symptoms, such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which is very treatable. Depression in children comes out as a lot of defiance, and that's treatable. Anxiety in children can come out as not minding and talking back. So it's very important to look for, are there other reasons that a child is acting up, talking back, intentionally annoying others, rather than just give the diagnosis of ODD.
Dr. Ogden says that oppositional defiant disorder is thought to be caused by a combination of biological, psychological, and social factors. ODD tends to occur in families with a history of ADHD, substance use, or mood disorders such as depression or bipolar disorder. Mr. and Mrs. Smith sought help for their child through counseling sessions at the Mental Health Association in Wichita. Dr. Ogden says that counseling and consistency are two of the keys.
They can learn positive coping skills. It can help the parents do a better job with their discipline. Consistency is absolutely imperative to help a child learn how to react to consequences. If you aren't consistent on how you discipline a child, they will continue to push the limits because sometimes the parent gives in and goes ahead and says, oh, go ahead and do it. It's too much work to keep this limit.
Another parent who is dealing with a child with ODD is Miss Jones, who is a single mom living in Wichita with her 13-year-old daughter. Miss Jones's teenager has been diagnosed with a combination of disorders, including ODD, ADHD, and depression. Miss Jones says her daughter is one IQ point above the level that would be considered mild mental retardation. She says when her daughter was a toddler, she didn't act like a typical child.
She was very defiant. She didn't want to listen. She was very aggressive. She was very violent. Everything that you told her she didn't want to do, she would throw things. She would hit her head against the wall. She just didn't listen to anything.
Miss Jones says her daughter's behavior now is kind of like the weather.
She's up and she's down. She'll have a good day, you know, for maybe a week, and then she'll have a bad day for a week, and you never know what's going to set her off.
Violence and severe aggression are not typically part of ODD.
Dr. Ogden.
You can get children with high levels of aggression when ODD is accompanied by other mental health problems, such as severe ADHD, depression, bipolar disorder, psychotic symptoms. But ODD on its own does not usually include aggression.
Ms. Jones used coping skills she learned through parenting classes to try and redirect her teenager before a meltdown, and also on how to keep her daughter busy with activities. Parenting classes also helped Mrs. Smith deal with negative behavior with her child.
I now teach that parenting class just to learn what to do with children with ODD, and we've learned that we have to stand our ground. There has to be consequences.
Mrs. Smith says her son receives a lot of praise, too. He also works with the school social worker, Cynthia Holcomb.
He's learned a lot of coping skills that he's been using, social skills to get along with his peers. He's made a lot of improvements over time and is doing very well.
Holcomb says it's important to be consistent with the rules as well as the rewards, offering positive praise, such as 7 positive things said for every 1 negative thing, makes a huge difference. Holcomb also instructs teachers on strategies to use with students with ODD.
Maybe giving them extra breaks, maybe having something that they can fidget with their hands, trying to use some of those coping skills that I've worked with the kids individually or in group with, so that when they do start to get escalated or upset or frustrated, that the teachers can recognize that and also, you know, kind of help them to take that break.
Some children are given medication for disorders, but for oppositional defiant disorder, Dr. Ogden says the medications are not usually recommended.
I don't believe that medication is indicated for ODD alone. The number one treatment for that is family therapy and individual therapy.
Most everyone agrees it's the counseling, the consistency, and the healthiest support group you can get that will help families who are working to cope with ODD every day. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Eccles.